Chapter 1 Kaz Fernsby stifled a groan as the train lurched and she put her hand to her mouth, praying she wouldn't be sick. Despite the dreary, drizzly day, the train was warm, too warm, which didn't help with the nausea or the headache. She felt clammy. Her palms were damp and her back was soggy. The long-sleeved t-shirt she was wearing underneath her fleece sticking to her skin. Swallowing hard and trying not to throw up, she unwound her scarf, dropping it onto the seat next to her, and unzipped her coat. She would have taken it off, but she simply didn't have the energy to struggle back into it when the train arrived at her stop. What a state to be in on a Tuesday morning, she lamented. Days off were far too precious to waste feeling ill, especially when it was her own fault she was feeling like this. A couple of years ago, she would have self-medicated the hangover with a fried breakfast and buckets of strong tea. But the thought of bacon, eggs and fried bread made her heave, and she swallowed again, her stomach roiling uncomfortably. Gingerly, she rested her head on the back of the seat and closed her eyes, only to quickly open them again when the nausea increased. Why she had felt the need to knock back so many sambucas last night was a mystery. But she had worked all weekend, and today was her day off. So she'd made the most of last night. The problem was, she'd forgotten she'd promised to help her mum sort through the house this morning, and she only remembered when mum had rung, 3 times, because Kaz had slept through the first 2 calls, to check she was on her way. Feeling decidedly unwell, Kaz had rolled clumsily out of bed and stumbled into the kitchen, only to be glared at by Freya, the most uptight of her 3 flatmates. Apparently, and Kaz didn't know how true this was, because last night was rather fuzzy around the edges, Kaz had rocked in at 1:23 a.m. And the reason Freya knew it had been 1:23 was because Kaz had woken her and Mona up. Dorian, bless him, would sleep through a volcanic eruption, so at least there was one person who wasn't cross with her. After apologising profusely and promising to cook dinner for everyone this evening, Kaz hoped she'd done enough to appease her angry flatmates. The train rattled over the tracks, jostling her, and she burped, pulling a disgusting face at the taste of second-hand flowery aniseed. The first thing she would do when she got to Mum's house would be to make a cup of tea. She would also try to force down a piece of toast while she was at it, in the vain hope she would feel better with something in her stomach. The idiotic thing was Kaz didn't usually drink much. Her idea of letting her hair down was a couple of single malts. But Rossiter, one of the front-house staff at the restaurant where she worked, also had today off, so when he'd suggested going to a bingo session last night, Kaz had thought it was a great idea. She had never played bingo before, believing it to be the domain of old ladies with purple hair. But she had been seduced by talk of 2-for-1 cocktails and big prize money. She hadn't won anything. Who knew bingo could be so viciously competitive? But she had enjoyed several drinks. This morning, she bitterly regretted enjoying quite so many, and vowed never to touch sambuca again, or nachos with cheese, because she distinctly remembered eating a sharing plate all by herself. Kaz stared listlessly out of the window, watching the familiar East London landmarks roll by. She'd lost count of the number of times she'd made this journey over the years. The house had originally belonged to her grandparents, although belonged was a bit misleading because they'd rented it. However, they had lived there for as long as she could remember, and when Nana died, and Grandad flatly refused to move into somewhere smaller and more manageable, Kaz's mum had eventually been forced to give up the lease on the little flat she'd lived in above the convenience store that sold mainly Russian food, and move in with him when he became too ill and frail to look after himself.